Money ain't a thing. Money ain't a thing.
Money in the bank. Money in the bank.
We can talk, but money talk. So talk money.
Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. 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 Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show.
Welcome, welcome to the Ash Cash Show every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Make sure you go to the ashcashshow.com, subscribe to the podcast. Go to ashcashtv.com, subscribe to the YouTube channel. You know, blessed Friday. You know what I'm saying? Blessed Friday. So we're gonna start it this way. Wait, hold on. Where we at? I don't think that's what I want. No, it's called. Hold on. There we go. Are we doing this one? Are we starting here? Bismillah. Are we starting here? Yep. We gonna start here. We gonna talk. Little telly to John.
Now, if you look at the word conscious,
look at the word conscious
and conscience.
And conscience.
When you are conscious,
when you are conscious,
you have conscience.
Yep.
The two Latin words,
cast the bars, don't miss it.
With and scio.
Yep.
Meaning to know. You are with
knowledge.
When you're conscious.
When you're conscious, you're with knowledge.
When you are asleep, you're in a state of suspended consciousness. So even what you know, you are unable to act upon because you're asleep.
Yep.
Well. Follow me now. This brain is the wonder of the world. It is greater than the sun. It is like the sun. It is fueled by the energy of light. Electricity. This is why when they say your brain dead, there's no more electricity
in the brain. Cast the bars.
It's what allows you to vision. Therefore, you can't get television without battery or plug. You can't get telephone without electricity or battery. So communication comes from electrical energy. The higher the energy,
the higher the energy.
Further you can communicate.
Yo, cast this bar, listen.
The farther you can see, the deeper you can hear. God has eyes that see everything. How does God see everything? How does he hear all of our prayers?
How does God hear all our prayers?
Beloved brothers
and sisters,
this brain is like the sun that controls 9 planets in the sphere of light and life. The brain controls 9 systems.
The brain.
And these systems are only balanced well. When the brain is filled with the energy. Now I want you to follow me. I want you to just follow this. I'm almost finished with that. The light in the brain. Can kill disease in the body. You have your own healing.
You got your own healing system. If you ain't know, now you know.
Right within yourself, but you don't know how to activate.
You don't know how to activate. You don't know how to activate your own powers.
The Bible says that man and woman,
the Bible said,
the glory.
The Bible said we the glory of God.
There's nothing in the creation
greater than the human being.
Nothing in the creation is created in the image or the likeness of God, but the human.
We the only ones made in the image and likeness of God.
The
Quran calls the human being the Khalifa.
And Khalifa means one who stands in the place of another who has deceased.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute.
Bless Friday.
You understand language. But there's no death to God.
Yep.
And why would God then need a Khalifa?
Then why would God need a Khalifa? Why would God need a stand-in?
A
successor.
He made Adam his Khalifa.
Adam was the Khalifa.
One that stands in the place of God.
Oh.
Now, heck, if you've been a stand-in for somebody.
Yep. That's his bar.
I mean, if you're in show business and you're on Broadway, they always have a stand-in.
Yep.
For the star of the show, it's called the understudy. In order to go. So when the principal has a night off or the principal gets sick, the understudy rolls out. Now you don't expect the understudy who has studied under the one who is the star to be so much less than the star till the whole show fall apart.
Yep.
And you do not expect if the human being is the Khalifa, the successor
of God himself.
You don't expect us to be so much less than God, that God in stupidity would make us in his image and likeness and then leave us to stand in his place.
Yes, happy B-Day, my G. Happy B-Day, man. All praises due. Hey, look, appreciate the past love.
Think about it. And as you think about it, God is our potential.
God is our potential. I need to stop that because maybe y'all don't get it. Right? Maybe y'all don't get it. If we made an image and likeness of God and what does that mean? All right? God is your potential. Right? Not who you see to your left, not who you see to your right. Not what you could limit, not what you're limited, not what you could think of with your limit, with your limited mind. Right, because sometimes we got limited mind. Sometimes we got limited mind. But God is your potential, right? I am God, little G, greatness on display. God is your potential, not what you could think of, right?
Well, a seed has potential.
Catch this bar, though.
They call it potential energy. Kinetic energy. Is the energy that is active.
Yep.
Okay. Well, the seed has potential.
The seed has potential.
Now you have to put it in the right environment.
You got to put it in the right environment,
under
though.
In the right circumstance.
In the right
environment, in the right circumstance.
Yep.
With water. Sunlight. And earth. The seed.
Germinate.
Jeez. And what is within? To come out.
Yep.
To develop.
Wait, hold on.
To grow.
Hold on. Honorable Minister Farragut, hold on for a second. Wait. And so, if God is our potential, right? God is our potential. But in order, right? In order to maximize your full potential, right? If God is our potential, in order to maximize your full potential, hey, yo, you got to be put in the right environment, because a seed has potential, right? A seed has potential.
You is pulling.
Yep.
To manifest the glory of God. You do not see the seed of a rose bush.
Yep.
Stop in the ground.
It don't stop in the ground. It keep growing. If it's in the right environment, though. Right sunlight, right water, right everything. A lot of us not. Hold on, chill, hold on. Hold on. A lot of us not growing because we in the wrong environment. A lot of us not growing because, regardless of God being our potential, we stuck in the wrong environment and we don't want to get out of that environment. Right? We're stuck in the wrong environment and we don't want to get out because the environment's familiar. The environment is comfortable. The environment is what we know. We don't want to betray our environment. This is who I am. This is where I'm from. This is whatever. Right? We not growing because we stuck in the wrong environment. And we have allegiance. We pledge allegiance to the wrong environment. And then we wondering why we can't grow. That's why that you're not planted in the right soil. You're not getting the proper sunlight. You're not getting the proper water. You are not growing because you're not in the right environment.
Shine on it. It keeps on growing.
Yep.
Until it manifests. But and then reproduce.
Yep.
You shall know the truth.
Yep. And the truth.
And the truth shall. Well, who are you, black man, brown man, red man, yellow man?
Who are you?
Who are you?
Yep.
Are you nothing more than an undeveloped, uncultivated seed that has potential?
Yep. Are you have potential? Yep.
So that you can glorify the creator who created you. God don't make niggas.
So listen. Let this rock for a second. So listen. I want y'all to think about that, right? And so, all right, cool. We're not in the right environment, right? We're not in the right environment. And so, a lot of us, whether it's your significant other, whether it's your family, whether it's your friends, whether it's your coworkers, whatever it is. Right? Whoever it is, you're in this environment. And sometimes you're in this environment and you can still, you know, you can still get in the right environment. You can still get the, you know, get your vibes right. But sometimes we be killing our own vibe, right? This is mental and spiritual warfare, right? You're only in battle with yourself. And so sometimes we be killing our own vibe.
Oh, I think you're really going to enjoy this because the lining up is so huge and there are so many options that it would be like you being a child or an adult and saying to someone, I'm hungry, and 5,000 complete meals appearing before you instantaneously.
Infinite possibilities.
That sort of gives you some sense of relationship to how fast it is and how many options there are.
Yep.
And this is our way all of saying the options to you got. That it's not a straight and narrow path that you must make your way to, In other words, when you achieve vibrational alignment with your well-being, around every corner is a potential satisfying of something that you want.
Yep.
Literally. And the reason that the universe is able to do that is because there are so many players. There is so much data.
Yep.
There is so much interaction. There has been so much already expansion.
Yep.
In other words, the ingredients are already here.
The ingredients already here.
You ask for something immediately, at least 100 avenues to lead you directly to what your heart's desire would feel satisfied having,
yep,
are before you instantly.
Instantly, once you ask for it, instantly.
If you're not in vibrational alignment with them, might as well not be any.
Yep.
It's like your friend saying, oh, I heard the most beautiful music being played from my radio all morning long. I had my radio dial set on 98.6, and it was rapturous. And you said, I didn't hear it. Did you have your radio dial set on 98.6? No. So if you're tuned up, if you're in alignment with what you want, then it's there, it's there, it's there, it's there, it's there, it's there, it's there. It's about vibrational alignment. So your question is, how does the universe do this? By the time you were able to identify
facts, A-Lo,
in thought as a desire,
have not, it's done. Not.
If you can think it,
if you can think it,
the components are here. And you can realize it.
And you can realize
it as quickly as you line up. If you say, I want a prize, the universe says, very well, we will line up endless opportunities for you to have your prize.
Yep.
And when you say, but there is only one prize, the universe says, very well,
okay,
we will make it very difficult for you.
Yep.
And when you say, there is only one prize and I think that person will get it, the universe says, very well, it will not be you.
Yep.
Your thoughts happen. But when you say, there is no shortage of prizes, the universe says, then pluck from those that please you.
Yo, did y'all catch that bar? Do I need to rewind it?
Every thought.
Did y'all catch that bar just now or no?
But that,
yes or yes?
That affects your vibration.
Wait, hold on. Did y'all just catch that bar? I don't know if y'all caught that bar, right? It's like, yo, listen. I don't know if y'all caught that or not. Maybe it's me. Maybe it might have went over your head. I don't know. But the universe only says yes, right? Universe only says yes. And so a lot of times when you ask for something, immediately everything is getting pushed in the way, right? For you to get that thing. But if you, with your limited mind, if you with your limited mind, for whatever reasons, say, yo, I want that thing, right? And this is why we can't be in a competitive mind, right? The competitive mind is going to kill you. There's somebody right now that's competing against somebody who's not even the same game with them, right? And so in your little mind, you're competing against somebody else's. You see somebody else's wish. You see somebody else's dream. It looks similar to what you want and what you desire. And because it looks similar, right? You are ascribing and you saying, God, hey, yo, damn, yo, I want that thing, but there's only this one thing. And so I'm only going to have access to that one thing. And so now once you saw that one thing and you saw the other person got the one thing, now you say, ah, damn, God, you gave my one thing to somebody else. So God was like, nah, I got yours right here. But you know what? All right, cool. Here you go. You ain't going to get it now. I don't think y'all got that. Hold on.
Yo, bring that back. Hip hop motivation on another level.
I don't think y'all got that.
Mind Right Radio.
Catch the bar. Catch the bar. Pay attention. Don't kill your own vibe. That's what I'm trying to say. Don't kill your own vibe.
Oh, I think you're really going to enjoy this because the lining up is so huge and there are so many options that it would be like you being a child or an adult and saying to someone, I'm hungry, and 5,000 complete meals appearing before you instantaneously.
Yep.
That sort of gives you some sense of relationship to how fast it is and how many options there are. And this is our way of saying to you that it's not a straight and narrow path you must make your way to. In other words, when you achieve vibrational alignment with your well-being, Around every corner is a potential satisfying of something that you want, literally. And the reason that the universe is able to do that is because there are so many players. There is so much data. Yeah. There is so much interaction. There has been so much already expansion. In other words, the ingredients are already here. When you ask for something, immediately, at least 100 avenues to lead you directly to what your heart's desire would feel satisfied having are before you instantly.
Instantly.
At least 100 options.
At least 100.
But if you're not in vibrational alignment with them, might as well not be any. It's like your friend saying, oh, I heard the most beautiful music being played from my radio all morning long. I had my radio dial set on 98.6, and it was rapturous. And you said, I didn't hear it. Did you have your radio dial set on 98.6? No. So if you're tuned up, if you're in alignment with what you want, then it's there, it's there, it's there, it's there, it's there, it's there, it's there. It's about vibrational alignment. So your question is, how does the universe do this? By the time you were able to identify it in thought as a desire, it's done. If you can think it, the components are here, and you can realize it as quickly as you line up with them. If you say, I want a prize, the universe says, very well, we will line up endless opportunities for you to have your prize. And when you say, but there is only one prize, the universe says, very well, we will make it very difficult. And when you say, there is only one prize, and I think that person will get it, the universe says, very well, it will not be you. Your thoughts happen.
Your thoughts happen.
And when you say, there is no shortage of prizes,
there's no shortage of prizes,
then pluck from those that please you.
Then pluck from those that please you.
Your every thought affects your vibration.
Every thought.
But that's all that affects your vibration.
Yeah.
And your vibration is the only thing that ever affects your outcome. Every time you launch a preference, the universe has gone to work on fulfilling your preference and has taken great satisfaction in doing so. All of your future worlds have been envisioned and enjoyed by all that is non-physical. That's why it's in escrow, ready for you to let it into your experience.
Ready.
Wayne Dyer's book says, you will see it when you believe it. And we say to you, test the heck out of it.
Test that. You will see it when you believe it.
Show yourself. Think thoughts and watch them manifest. Think other thoughts. In other words, notice the correlation between what you think and feel and what happens.
Yep.
It's accurate every single time. Adjust the way you feel.
Adjust.
Watch what happens.
Watch what happens.
It's accurate every single time. Mm-hmm. But what's tricky about this is that if I stand here and I want to be over there and I say I'm willing to do anything it takes to get over there, I've got a resistance within my vibration because of my inherent dissatisfaction with where I am. Where if I say it's lovely over here and it would be lovely over there, now I've softened that resistance.
Soften it.
As I say, from my blessed and worthy.
Hey, yo, it's lovely over here. But it will also be lovely over there. Yeah, you know how they say it's easier to find a job when you have a job, right? It's easier to find a job when you have a job, right? And why is that? Let's go back to that. Why is that? It's easier to get a job when you have a job because in your mind you're like, yo, I got a job already. Right? I got a job already. So it would be nice if I could get this better job, but if that don't work out, it's all good. I already got a job, right? And so when somebody doesn't have a job and they desperate, Lord, I got where money's coming from, whatever, whatever, it makes it more difficult for them to get a job, right? 100% honest. When you have money, it's easier to make money. I promise you, when you have money, it's so easy to make money, right? Because what you're looking to make money from, there's no desperation because you got it. Yeah, I got it. So I ain't got to take every opportunity. That way, I only take the right opportunity. And in fact, because I'm vibrating on the vibration of money because I got it, then yo, money be chasing you. Hey, yo, when you got money, money chase you. You got to turn down money. I'll just be honest with you. When you got money, you got to turn it down. You got to be like, nah, I ain't doing that. You know what I'm saying? Nah, I ain't going to do that. Nah, this don't sound right. Inner circle, y'all know. You know what I'm saying? I was talking to my team yesterday about an opportunity, a big opportunity, six-figure opportunity that I had to say no to. But I'm cool. You know what I'm saying? Because when you got it, you're like, nah, I'm not just taking anything, right? I'm not taking anything in desperation. In fact, when I say I'm cool, I'm actually signaling, right, to the universe, yo, I want what's mine. I don't want just anything. I want exactly what's mine, right? And so when we talk about this thought process of you will see it when you believe it, right? It's just saying, and here's the gag. A lot of y'all think I'm talking about having it in the tangible. But sometimes you got to have it in your mind. Sometimes you're not in a position to have it in the tangible. So I ain't even telling you to wait, right? I'm not telling you to wait till you actually have it. Then you no, that's not even what I'm saying, right? Don't let this go over your head. Sometimes you got to have it in your mind first, right? Sometimes you got to have the opportunity in your mind so much so that it feels like you actually got it so you could turn it down. Sometimes if you're looking for that better opportunity, you go, nah, I'm good, right? Because you only want what's yours. And so start to believe it, right? If you believe that you're a multimillionaire, then why aren't you moving like a multimillionaire, right? Why aren't you moving like a multimillionaire? Every opportunity that comes to you, ask yourself, is this an opportunity that a multimillionaire would make, right? If you're a six-figure business owner, ask yourself, and I'm not saying because there's an accumulation of stuff. I'm not saying wait for that one big deal. But whatever you're working on, right, is this an opportunity that a six-figure business owner will make? Is this an opportunity that a seven-figure business owner will take? Right? What are the contingencies? Does this make sense? Right? And so you have to believe it first before it becomes true.
I'm looking forward to more evidence of my blessedness and worthiness.
Yep.
Now you've got the whole gamut covered. Moses, yep. Can you feel how that just cleaned everything up, you see? As you play with each other and you feel competition and you worry about how much abundance there is, Esther has been enjoying coming to the realization that there is not a shortage of anything.
Not
and
a shortage
she has
of anything.
That just about figured out with
yep.
Relative to everything except shortage of time.
Yep.
Or she will say, it feels to me like there's a shortage of Esther. In other words, there's not enough of Esther to go all of the places that everybody would like Esther would to be. And then we explain to Jerry and Esther that when you are thinking about budgeting your dollars, you have flexibility in the sense that you can pay attention to the way the dollars are flowing out and you have some measure of control, but you can also open the vortex through which the dollars come in, and then you have an even broader measure of control. So when you realize that you're tapped into the abundance of dollars or the abundance of abundance, then you don't have to worry about shortage because it flows in as fast as it flows out. But then Esther said, but what about time? It seems like time can't expand like dollars. She said, I can see how my dollars expand so that I don't feel shortage as I'm expending. But with time, we all only have the same 24 hours in a day. And if we only have this, so all I can do is be responsible about the way I spend that time, because if I spend it over here, I don't have it to spend over there. And we say, but when you are determined to feel joy in any moment that you are spending it, then in the same way that you've taken dollars out of the equation, now you've taken time out of the equation. And when you take things like dollars and time out of the equation, then you begin to take shortage out of the equation.
Shortage out of the equation.
Then you begin to expect
yep.
somehow, some way, whatever you want to manifest.
Expect it to manifest.
The distance between your dream and the realization of it becomes infinitesimal.
Yep.
And that's
yep.
when you say, well, it's like magic. And you say, it isn't magic. It's normal. You're not wanting to have all of your orgasms now. You're not wanting to have all of the delicious experience of life now. You're wanting a steady stream of it flowing into your experience. And the same thing is true of all of these desires. You don't have time to contemplate them all at once or to experience them all at once. In other words, whatever you're doing, if what you are doing feels good while you're doing it, then what possible difference does it make about all of the things you're
doing? Hey, hold on. Sort of wait. I don't want you to miss this. Sorry. Look. We don't want to have all our pleasures right now. Facts are facts, right? Who wants all their pleasure right now? Like, if you could have all of the top chefs in the world cook for you, would you want them to cook for you all on the same day, right? Or would you space it out, right? If there's 365 top chefs in the world, would you say, yo, I want all 365 top chefs in the world to come to my house right now and cook for me? Yo, why would you do that, right? Why would you want 365 top chefs to come to your house on one day and cook for you? Nah, not all at once. Hey, yo, today, I want this chef. Tomorrow, I want this chef. The next day, I want this chef. So that way, I want a constant stream, right? I want a constant stream of goodness. And so a lot of times, you know when they say, yo, find something that you love to do and you'll never work a day in your life? This is the reason, right? That's the reason why every single day you should love what you do, because now you don't have to think about tomorrow. You ain't got to think about what's next. Hey, yo, I'll be honest with y'all. I got so much good stuff happening right now. I'm not even thinking. I'm thinking about how we get past. Yo, how do we get past? All right, bet. I got this event Sunday. All right, cool. How we going to do that? Then after Sunday, I got some. All right, November 5th. All right, how we going to do that? All right, then cool. All right, November 12th. All right, how we going to do that? All right, November 13th. How we going to do that? Oh, right? And so I got this opportunity coming up. I'm doing this. All right, cool. Right? And so there's so much going on today, though. Right? There's so much going on today that I'm not even thinking about the stuff that I could enjoy tomorrow, because I'm enjoying today. Right? And what happens? You say, yo, I just want a constant stream of goodness every single day. That is the goal, right? I don't need all the blessings at once, right? Because I'll be honest with you. If all the blessings come at once, you now created hell for yourself. Don't let that go over your head. If all your blessings come at once, you now created hell for yourself. Because now, right, look, now as you feel like, as you're enjoying one, something else comes to you, and now you got to choose between, oh, which opportunity do I take? So that's why you got to enjoy now. I need you to be in constant flow. I want you to enjoy the constant goodness that is every single day, not thinking about tomorrow. I got so much stuff going on. If an opportunity comes, I'll be like, right? Because imagine I love what I'm doing right now. Now I'm asking for another opportunity. That other opportunity comes. Now I gotta make a decision. No, we are the abundance community. And is better than or. I don't want to choose. I want a constant goodness. So when I finish enjoying one, then just keep the flow flowing. Just keep it flowing. Constant.
Get that. Once you start savoring whatever's happening now, sheesh, and no longer worrying about the things that you're not able to do now,
stop worrying.
sometimes we know if you're doing something you don't want to do, and then you say, well, I'd rather do that, that's where that thinking comes from.
Yep.
But when you've trained yourself to make the best of whatever it is that you
make
are
the best
doing,
of whatever you got
closes, and then you just go from this fun thing to this fun thing to this satisfying thing to this interesting thing to this provocative thing to this good feeling to this good tasting to this good feeling to this good tasting to this interesting thing. You just move from subject to subject feeling good all the time, and somebody watching you would say, my goodness, how is it that you have such a broad spectrum of life? And you say, well, I just dabble in all of the good stuff of life. And in time, you will not be able to remember ever doing something that you didn't really enjoy doing. Esther will say, the only thing that ever bothers me is the stuff I can't get to.
Yep.
And we say, now that is shortage consciousness, because what that's saying is there's not enough of me to go around,
yep.
There's not enough time for me to do it all, and that's shooting yourself in the foot, because when you're in that vibration, then whatever you're doing can't be pleasurable either, you see.
Yep.
When you finally
start Reggie Miller, yourself, yeah, I didn't even see you, my G, salute.
Done. I'll never get it all created.
Hey, yo, show my guy Reggie some love, man. Art Miller Live.
I wasn't supposed to do that anyway. My mission as a creator
the
is to let
broker,
the juices
the best,
flow through
the best
me
broker
enjoy
ever.
The thrill of the feeling of the juices flowing through me. And sure, they're going to cause creation. Sure, they're going to cause expansion.
Yep.
Sure, things are going to move. Sure, things are going to change. Sure, the world is going to get better and I'm going to have a better life. But that's not the reason I'm doing them. The reason my object of attention exist at all is because as I hold my object of attention, I have the opportunity to feel good as creative juices flow through me in the creation process.
Yep.
The creation process. The eternal process of creation.
Yep.
So how do
the
I find
eternal
my balance
process.
In it? Well, I just listen to Magellan and I reach for what feels good.
You only reach for what feels good.
And when it doesn't feel so good, I veer to where it feels better. And when it doesn't feel so good, I veer toward where it feels better. In other words, I just keep reaching for the thoughts and ideas that feel good. And when I find one that feels good, I just milk it. I tell everyone about it. I roll it over and over and over in my mind until I achieve enough vibrational harmony with it that law of attraction brings me other thoughts like it.
Yep.
I think that what happens to so many of you is that somewhere along your path, someone has convinced you that you are unworthy on your way to worthiness.
That's
a hurdle you can't get over.
Somebody told you you were unworthy on your way to worthiness.
You say, I'm unworthy. That's like saying, I'm on 98.6 seeking 101 FM.
Yeah.
You cannot get there from there.
Ooh.
So you say, well, how do I get there? We say, you got to try to feel worthy.
Ooh.
I can't feel worthy. I felt unworthy for so long. You say, all right, then try feeling happy. No, I can't feel happy. I feel too unworthy to feel happy. You say, then try feeling interested in something. Oh, yeah, I can feel interested.
Yep.
I can feel interested. This is interesting. I feel unworthy about it. You just keep reaching. You just keep reaching. And the operative word is reaching for the feeling of relief. But we want to say to you, even someone like you who has left so much negative emotion behind, who is predominantly in a place of feeling good, even you can continue to find dramatic feelings of relief. You don't have to explain anything to anyone, and you don't have to document your trek on your way to worthiness. No one is asking for that explanation except people that aren't in alignment with well-being. When they're not in alignment, there's nothing that you could do to document it that would make them hear it anyway. I say. So finally, you just got to say, it only matters how I feel. It only matters what I think and how I feel.
Yep.
And everybody else is just going to have to take care of themselves. There are so many people that, without even knowing they're doing it, will work a guilt trip on you because they think that you could do something that would make them feel better.
Mm.
And they want to feel better.
Yep.
And so we think that the heart of the unworthiness that most of you are feeling is that you've been unsuccessful in helping someone else feel better. It has never been your job to fix anything in anyone else's experience. It's never been your job. But many of them who want to feel better hold you responsible for them not feeling better. And then when you can't do enough for them to make them feel better, then they don't feel better. And then you feel like the thing that mattered to you most you failed about. And that is what is at the heart of most of your unworthiness, where if you would say once and for all, my happiness is my job and your happiness is your job, and then work to maintain your happiness, then you've got it.
Mind Right Radio, your number one source for mind elevation.
All right, y'all. One more time. Nah, we're gonna go.
Oh, I think you're really gonna enjoy
it. It's what I want y'all to understand, right? Because we're talking about in order for you, I need y'all to really focus on now, right? Whatever you gotta do, do not delay your happiness. I need you to get happy right now, right? I need you to get happy right now. I need you to make the best of what you're doing right now, right? Not tomorrow, right? Right now. Because the only way, right? The only way you're going to get everything that you desire in life is to be happy with your life right now. Show gratitude right now. So I need you to focus on the power of now.
Today we're going to do our book review on the power of now.
Power of now, let's go.
The concepts in this book can come across as very simple, but don't let that trick you into dismissing them without any contemplation. These concepts, although simple, are profound. With that said, keep an open mind going into this. You may get an initial reaction to resist what the book teaches, but just put your opinions and judgments to the side for a few minutes and consider the possibilities. The three primary concepts I want to focus on are as follows. 1, you are not your mind. 2, the present moment is all we ever have. And 3, acceptance of what is. There are many other lessons in the book, but I want to focus on these for now just to keep it simple. The power of now, lesson 1, you are not your mind. You are not your thoughts. Quite a bold statement, I know.
You are not your mind, you are not your thoughts.
Is deeply rooted in the mind itself.
The mind is
an incredibly useful tool, but we have become identified with it. The tool, as they say, has taken over the master. We believe that the mind and its constant stream of thoughts is who we are, but we are much more than that. I'm sure by now you've noticed that your mind is constantly chatting away. The voice in your head speculates, complains, judges, compares, and so on. We habitually think and worry about the future, and if we're not doing that, then we're replaying the past events in our mind. Our thoughts, our mental dialogues, are compulsive. They have taken most of us over. And the insane thing is we don't even realize it. Most of us are on autopilot. Most of us just go through life chatting to ourselves incessantly and letting our conditioned mind run our lives. Early in the book, Eckhart asks the reader, "Can you be free of your mind whenever you want to? Have you found the off button? Can you stop the stream of thoughts and just be?" If the answer is no, then you're unconsciously identified with the mind. It's using you, and you probably don't even realize it. There is much more to you than just that stream of thoughts. If you're hearing this for the first time, you may be confused. You may say, well, if I'm not my thoughts, then what am I? That's a great question, and in my opinion, asking what am I is one of the most important questions you can ask yourself. That is the beginning of self-inquiry, awareness, mindfulness, or whatever you want to call it. So how do you get closer to realizing what you truly are? It all starts with awareness. You start by listening to the voice in your head as often as you can. Instead of being consumed or identified with your thoughts, you take a step back and just observe them. You try to create a sort of separation from yourself and your thoughts. It's super easy to get wrapped up in the stream of thoughts your mind is constantly coming up with. But just try your best to catch yourself in the stream of thought and just observe what's going on. Make a game of it like you're pretending to watch something in a lab. Observe its reactions, actions, thoughts, and so on. After you've done this for a while, ask yourself if you notice any repetitive thought patterns. Be there as the witnessing presence of your thoughts and do so without judgment. Listen impartially throughout the day and take note of what your mind is doing. Once you start to get a glimpse that you are not the thinker, you're able to watch the thinker in your mind more objectively. When you observe your thoughts, you'll see that there's a higher level of consciousness at play here. You are that higher level of consciousness.
You are that higher level of consciousness.
If you're observing your thoughts, can you be your thoughts? The answer is no. You're actually much more than thought. You are beyond thought. Over time, and as you become better at observing your thoughts, you'll feel a deeper presence behind the thought. When that happens, the thought loses its power over you because you have disidentified from the thought stream. You have disidentified from the mind. Now, if you keep this practice up for long enough, eventually you'll experience a gap between thoughts known as no mind. The gaps will be short at first, but they will get longer. The no mind gap is not some trance-like state. It's quite the opposite. You're more aware, awake, alert, and fully present in this state. Another way to get into the state of no mind is to focus your attention in the now. Become intensely conscious of the moment you're in.
Focus on the moment that you're in.
Away from the mind and into the now.
Yep.
You are alert and aware, but you're not thinking. You can do this at any time throughout the day. If you're waiting in line or at a stoplight, become intensely aware of the moment you're in.
Let this moment right now.
See things without the filter of your mind. Look at things without labeling or judging.
Thank you for the bad love.
It's very challenging at first.
Don Oliver, salute.
Keep doing this and you'll eventually get a glimpse of no mind.
Yeah.
This can be a very confusing concept if you've never heard it before. So let's hit on a couple of Eckhart's quotes to really drive it home before moving to the next lesson. The single most vital step on your journey toward enlightenment is this. Learn to disidentify from your mind. Every time you create a gap in the stream of the mind, the light of your consciousness grows stronger. The wider the time gap between perception and thought, the more depth there is to you as a human being, which is to say, the more conscious you are.
Yep.
The moment your attention turns to the now, you feel a presence, a stillness, a peace. You no longer depend on the future for fulfillment and satisfaction. You don't look to it for salvation. One day you may catch yourself smiling at the voice in your head as you would smile at the antics of a child. This means that you no longer take the content of your mind all that seriously.
You don't take it serious.
As your sense of self does not depend on it.
It doesn't depend on
the
mind.
For most of us, the mind has become out of balance. Our compulsive thinking is an addiction of sorts. The only way out is to realize the truth. You are not your mind.
You are not your thoughts.
The mind is simply a tool to be used when necessary. You can still pursue goals, but you will realize that there is nothing in the future that will save you or make you happy. You don't need something in the future. You're just happy being. That brings us to lesson two. The present moment is all we will ever have.
Yep.
So live in the here and now. As mentioned earlier, our minds like to be preoccupied thinking about the past or thinking about the future. We are very rarely in
water
the
and lemon.
So our goal here is to be more grounded in the present.
Have a lie.
Yes, thinking and planning for the future is necessary in today's world, but let's be honest. Over 90% of our thinking is repetitive and useless. And it's often negative. Don't take my word for it. Listen to your mind for 10 minutes and see for yourself what it's saying. When I started doing this, I realized that my mind was just a rambling stream of random, mostly useless, repetitive thoughts, like a tape that was on repeat. Now, if you're offended by this, thinking, well, I'm not like that. Well, that's just your ego talking. Your ego is the one getting offended. As you are not your thoughts, you are not your ego either. Tolle tells us that the only thing that is ultimately real about your journey is the step you are taking at this moment.
Imagine that.
You may have an outer purpose and outer goals, but they should not take up so much of your attention that they become more important than the step you are taking now.
Where's CJ? Appreciate the bad luck, my guy.
There is. Remember, the mind is always trying to escape the now since it has no power here. The mind needs the past and the future, memory and anticipation to exist.
Yo, the mind has no power. And this might sound contrary, right? But think about this for a second. The mind has no power without the past or the future. Think about that for a second, right? The mind has no power without the past or the future. And so the ego, right? The ego needs your mind or wants your mind to focus on the past or the future so that it can act like it has power. But the truth of the matter is that if you really, right? Only, it's not saying that the mind, because you need the mind in the now, right? You need the mind right now. So as I'm saying these words, it's coming from my mind. It's coming from a place of digestion, but it's not the only thing, right? We're working together, right? The mind is working with the mouth, that's working with the body, is working, right? It's all working together. So what, right now, I'm talking about right now, think about this. Right now, what I'm saying to you is coming from my mind. But in order for you to get it, it can't just stay in my mind, right? It can't just stay in my mind. I have to think it, then I have to say it, then I have to reflect it, then I have to use my hands and my body, right? So it's a whole production. This whole production, right? This whole production is making everything, nothing has more power. My voice don't got more power than my mind. I don't got more power than the energy I'm giving. Like, it's all working together. The only time that they don't work together and the mind feels more powerful is when the mind is thinking of the past. Because the mind, when the mind thinks of the past, it don't need nothing. It don't need nothing else but the mind, right? And then when the mind is thinking of the future, it don't need nothing else. I'm not voicing it out. I don't need nothing else. So the mind, the ego of the mind, needs the past or the future. Yo, that's a mic drop. So that's why we got to stay here and now. We got to stay here and now, so that way we can maximize our full potential. We can't even maximize our full potential because our mind is not even using everything. Right? Our mind is not even using everything when it's thinking about the past or the future. It's not even maximizing to your full. Yeah, I ain't get that.
It hides from the present.
Sheesh.
It wants to live in the past and create a story for itself, or it wants to look to the future towards some kind of fulfillment.
Sheesh.
As Tolle says, time and mind are inseparable. If you take away time by focusing on the now, the mind falls to the background. Observe how your mind habitually escapes to the past and the future. The moment you realize you're not present, you become present.
When Darius Cooks, what up, my G?
You're not trapped in it anymore. Be what
salute.
Silent watcher. The more you're focused on time, past and future, the more you miss the now. Another great point here is that you can always handle the present moment. You can always cope with the now. Problems arise when you get wrapped up in the what ifs and I should haves.
Yeah.
Usually everything is fine in the present moment and you can handle whatever it is that comes your way as it happens. But when you get so wrapped up in the future and start worrying about tomorrow or a week from now, that's when stress arises.
That's
exactly where worry and anxiety come from.
Hey, yo, worry, anxiety, stress is because you focus on the wrong things. You focus too much on tomorrow. You focus on what if, instead of focus on here and now.
Ask yourself, what is missing in this moment?
What's
really
missing?
Contemplate that one.
Yep.
The answer is nothing. All these wants, desires, and regrets come from the mind's obsession of the past and future. You can't cope with the future.
Josh Carmo, happy birthday.
It is a mind projection. It's not real. Is there ever any other time except the moment you're in? No. Even when you think of the past and the future, you're doing it in the now. If the present moment is all we ever have, shouldn't we be fully present in the moment we're in? We should make that the focus of our daily lives.
That should be the focus of our
sure,
daily lives.
You can go back to the past or plan for the future when you need to, but your primary focus should be on the now. If not now, when?
Yep.
As Eckhart states, have you ever experienced, done, thought, or felt anything outside the now? Do you think you ever will? Is it possible for anything to happen or be outside the now? The answer is obvious, is it not? Nothing ever happened in the past, and nothing will ever happen in the future. It happens in the now. A memory is just a trace from a former now that you're recalling in the now. Do you have any problems in the present moment? Not tomorrow or in 30 minutes, but right now. Let's once again hit on some quotes from The Power of Now before moving to the final lesson. Use your senses fully. Be where you are, look around, just look, don't interpret. See the lights, shapes, colors, textures. Be aware of the silent presence of each thing. Be aware of the space that allows everything to be. If you set yourself a goal and work toward it, you're using clock time. You are aware of where you want to go, but you honor and give your fullest attention to the step that you're taking at this moment.
At this moment.
Usually the future is
honor where you the step right now.
Superficial changes are possible, but real transformation is rare and depends upon whether you become present enough to dissolve the past by accessing the power of now. How does your mind operate? Are you always trying to get somewhere other than where you are? Are your actions a means to an end? Is fulfillment always just around the corner or confined to short-lived pleasures,
yep,
such as sex, food, drink, drugs, or thrills and excitement? Are you always focused on becoming, achieving, and attaining? Do you believe that if you acquire more things, you'll become more fulfilled, good enough,
or is that what you believe?
Psychologically complete? Only the present can free you from the past.
Only the present can free you from the
and
past.
Only the power of now, lesson three.
Only the present can free you from the past. Only the present can free you from the past. I don't care where you're from, what your background is, what you've been through. Only the present can free you from the past. I can't even add nothing to that. I was trying to add something to it, but I don't even want to pontificate the complexity of, it's just what it is. Keep it simple. Only the present can free you from the past.
Acceptance of what is. So while you're being grounded in the moment you're in, you also want to be completely accepting of it. You don't want to allow any resistance to come in.
No resistance.
You may think that the situation creates the suffering, but that's not so. Your resistance is. Accept the moment as it is now. When you resist what is, you create pain for yourself. Between what is and what your expectations are, there is a gap, and that's where resistance lies. Again, the first step is awareness. Observe how your mind labels, judges, and creates resistance to what is. Over time, this will get easier to do, and you'll become somewhat objective of the mind's thoughts, and they won't have such a firm grip over you. You can then allow the present moment to be. Work with it and not against it. Accept it as it is and then act. No one is saying that you have to accept a crappy situation and do nothing about it. Remember, it's still okay to say no to people or to walk away from a situation.
Okay to say no.
But now let it be a non-reactive no. Not from reaction, but from insight. Accept the moment as it is, as if you had chosen it, and then do something about it if needed. Eckhart calls this surrendering to the now. Surrender is a letting go of mental, emotional resistance to what is. And I must stress this point. This does not mean giving up or being complacent. As Eckhart Tolle stated, true surrender does not mean to passively put up with whatever situation you find yourself in and do nothing about it.
Yep.
Nor does it mean to cease making plans or initiating positive action. Surrendering is yielding to rather than opposing the flow of life. The only place where you can experience the flow of life is the now. So, to surrender is to accept the present moment unconditionally and without reservation. When you acknowledge that there is resistance, you're making resistance conscious. You're no longer coming from reaction and resistance. Once you acknowledge it, ask if there's anything you do to change, improve, or remove yourself from the situation, and then take action on the one thing you can do in the now. Not the other 100 things that you may or may not do in the future, but what you can do right now.
Yep.
Tolle also states, the external conditions that were being resisted also tend to shift
the vibes, feel the vibes.
Surrender. It's a powerful transformation of situations and people. If conditions do not shift immediately, your acceptance of the now enables you to rise above them. Either way, you are free. And if you cannot surrender, take action immediately. Speak up or do something to bring about a change in a situation or remove yourself from it. Take responsibility for your life. Eckhart states, surrender does not transform what is, at least not directly. Surrender transforms you. When you're transformed, your whole world is transformed, because the world is only a reflection. Life is like a mirror. If you saw something in the mirror you didn't like, would you attack it? Of course not, because you would be attacking yourself. Become friendly with it, and it becomes friendly towards you. There are no problems, only situations. To be dealt with now, or to be left alone and accepted as part of the isness of the present moment until they change or can be dealt with. So see if you can catch yourself complaining, either through speech or thought. When you're complaining, you are not accepting what is. You make yourself into a victim. Let's hit on some final quotes from the book before summarizing and wrapping this up. It is not the overall situation that you need to accept when you surrender, but just the tiny segment called now. Inner resistance cuts you off from other people, from yourself, from the world around you. It strengthens the feeling of separateness on which the ego depends on for its survival. Surrender will move you closer to people. Through surrender, you'll accept what is, and that means accepting people as they are. You won't judge, criticize, reject, label, or attempt to change people. When you accept resentment, moodiness, anger, and so on, you're no longer forced to ask them out blindly, and you're less likely to project them onto others. If you get the inside right, the outside will fall into place. Primary reality is within, secondary reality without. If there is truly nothing you can do to change your here and now, and you can't remove yourself from the situation, then accept your here and now totally by dropping all inner resistance. The false, unhappy self that loves feeling miserable, resentful, or sorry for itself can no longer survive. This is called surrender. Surrender is not weakness.
Surrender is not weakness.
That's my quick breakdown of the power of now. By
surrender is not weakness.
Let's summarize quickly. One, you are not your thoughts. Observe your thoughts to see them for what they truly are. Two, the present moment is all we ever have, so be more grounded in it. And three, surrender to the now and accept what is. Why fight what is already in existence? Instead, whatever it is, allow it to be and surrender to it. These three lessons get deeper and deeper the longer you practice them. So if this piqued your interest, spend some time on them and go pick up a copy of this book. It's an absolute masterpiece.
All right, listen, y'all. look, Miss Edith, y'all, I don't think I'm gonna yell today. I think because we got one more. What time is it? Oh no, it's not. Oh, we gotta go. One more though. It'll be easy for me to play surrender. So I'm not playing surrender, right? But I need you to know surrender is not weakness. But a couple of things before I go. This last one, I need you to think about this. I need you to meditate on this. It's the same vibe. You know what I'm saying? Same vibe. But I think that if you start telling yourself, right? If you start telling yourself that nothing matters very much. Nothing matters very much. I need you to tell yourself that. Because if nothing matters very much, then you will surrender and accept everything as is. Right. And when you have that vibe, right? When you have that vibe and you're like, yo, nothing matters very much. Nothing really matters. You know what I'm saying? You get to that space of abundance. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to close out with this. We're going to close out with that thought. I want you to think about it's your ego saying, oh, no, I got to hold on. No, I got to grind. No, I promise you, success comes with ease. God wants you to, you know what I mean? God talks to you in silence. And so if nothing matters very much, then that gives you a sense of calm. And that sense of calm it allows you to stay open and accept what is. So you could create what you desire. There's a method to that madness, right? People who have nonchalant attitudes but still desire things always get what they want, right? There's a difference between being nonchalant and secretly wanting a thing and being nonchalant because you think you can't get it, right? There's a difference between that and a difference between somebody who's nonchalant and they know the thing is theirs. It's a big difference. It's a big difference between somebody being nonchalant because they gave up and they're nonchalant because they know it's theirs. Hey, yo, I don't stress. I'm not stressing because I'm like, nah, it'll never be. Nah, because I know what's for me is for me. Right? I know what's for me is for me. And so if an opportunity come and the opportunity don't manifest itself, I ain't tripping. Why I'm tripping? You know what I'm saying? Why I'm tripping? I mean, fast out to Ramaya. Look, Ramaya got the G-Wagon this week. You know what I'm saying? And he wasn't tripping. He was just chilling. Same attitude, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to chill because nothing matters very much.
Mind Right Radio.
your number one source for mind elevation.
Nothing matters very much.
Nothing matters very much.
There isn't anything really that I have to do right
now. There's nothing really I have to do right now.
I'm not going to figure this all out today.
I ain't going to figure it all out today.
I'm not going to figure it all out ever.
Never. I'm not actually ever going to figure it out.
I don't need to figure it all out.
I don't need to figure it all out.
I didn't come to figure it all out.
I didn't come to figure it all out.
I didn't come to figure it out and tell anybody else what I figured out. Mm. Nothing matters very much.
Nothing matters very much.
There's probably some reason for my existence.
Yep.
I'm really not sure what it is.
I'm really not sure what it is.
I've tried a lot of things and I'm kind of tired.
Yep.
Nothing matters very much.
Nothing matters very much. Don Oliver, appreciate the badge love.
I'm glad that nothing matters very much.
Yep.
I'm glad that there isn't anything that I need to figure out right now.
Yeah, I didn't even got to figure out nothing right now.
Uh-huh. I wonder if anybody's figured it out.
I wonder if anybody's figured it out.
Probably not. I wonder if I was sent here to figure it out. I don't get the sense I was sent here to figure it out.
I don't get the sense I was sent here to figure it out.
I like to think about why I am here. I'm sure that it's not about finding the perfect thought or the perfect life. Sensing, it's about feeling good. I like the idea of feeling good. It feels good not to try to figure it out.
Yo, it feels good not to try to figure it out.
It feels good not to have to figure it out.
Yeah, feels good.
Feels good not to care if anybody figured it out.
Oh, feels good not to care if anybody figures it out.
It feels good to realize that there's not one final thought, that there's not even one triumphant thought. It feels good to think about the evolution of thought. It feels good to think about expansion. It doesn't feel good to think about not following the expansion, but it feels good to generally think about expansion. It feels good to contemplate that maybe being here has something to do with that expansion.
Yep.
I don't think that I'm supposed to force expansion.
I'm not supposed to force
expansion. I like the idea of expanding.
I love expanding.
I like getting hold of ideas that feel good. I like following out an interesting thread. I like good feeling thoughts. I'm glad I don't have to monitor thought.
Absolutely.
I'm glad I don't have to sift through all of the thoughts. I like contemplating that there is a natural point of beingness that will draw to me just the right thought. I like thinking that the source within me has found that balance.
Found that balance.
I have a sense that when I strike a balance with the source within me, I'll be in the perfect place of thought. I'm pretty sure that well-being is the basis of everything that came before me. I feel that the root of source is that of benevolent well-being. So it's logical to me that I'm an extension of that.
I'm an extension of that.
I've thought a lot about trying to find my perfect place in order to prove that well-being, and it was always frustrating and confusing, and I'm glad I'm not thinking there anymore. It's easier just to accept my well-being than to try to justify it or prove it through thought or through conversation or through votes from others. It's easier to just accept my natural sense of well-being. I can feel the rightness of that. I'm feeling lazy in my thought and yet satisfied in it. It feels good to just slow it down and not try to figure it all out. I'm not being particularly profound right now or intelligent even really. I don't think this is the moment I should try to write a book. But it does feel good to recognize that I don't have to figure it all out right now.
I don't have to figure it out all out right now.
I'm not ever going to figure it all out.
I'm never going to figure it out.
It's fun to interact with others. And I like doing things because I want to do them. I am gently leaving behind me feelings of responsibility and replacing them with feelings of enthusiastic. I'm beginning to get the sense that we are all here, especially me, but we are all here for the satisfaction in it, for the fun of it, for the thrill of it, for the good of it. I like the thought that I'll never get it done when I think about not having to get it done. And I like the thought that I cannot get it wrong when I don't try to compare it with everything and figure out what is right and wrong. So I never get it done and I cannot get it wrong. I really like that. I'm never gonna get it done and I can't get it wrong.
I'll never get it done and I cannot get it wrong. You know how releasing that feels? I'll never get it done and I cannot get it wrong. And you know why that's releasing? Because life is a journey, not a destination, right? You don't get it done till you never get it done. Because even when you die, there's more to do. So I'll never get it done, but I cannot get it wrong. I'll never get it done, but I cannot get it wrong. Y'all gotta go, y'all. I want to rock.
Don't bring that back.
No, we're not bringing it back.
Motivation on another level.
We're not bringing it back. I think we're gonna end it right there. Right. Chill. Yo, we gotta end it right there. Listen, couple of things, yo. Inside the Vault with Ash Cash. Make sure y'all check out our last episode, Tanya Rapley. I promise you, y'all need to watch that episode. She give you the game, nothing but the game to help you grind. I'm talking about she's made over $1 million as an influencer, as a mom, as an entrepreneur, being herself, right? And so she is, you got to watch that episode. Yo. This just in, yo, New York. So, November, my birthday is November 13th. And God's will, on November 12th, we having a celebration. Book release party, right? Alo, we ain't confirmed yet. But you know what I'm saying? We got a world famous, I ain't gonna say yet who. We got a world famous DJ, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we could confirm it, but... we having a celebration November 12th, right? November 12th in Brooklyn, from the block to the bank, right? From the block to the bank. And so at first it was going to be like an intimate thing. But you know, the team convinced, you know what I'm saying? The team convinced me, to open it up. We'll send out the information shortly. November 12th, you know what I'm saying? November 12th in God's will, we got, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be an 80s theme though. So if y'all come through, you know what I'm saying? If y'all come through, you're going to have to have your 80s attire. You know what I'm saying? So it's gonna be in Brooklyn. It's gonna be from the block to the bank. What is it? From the block to the bank. Book release party and birthday party all in one. So yeah, we working on it. I'm just giving y'all the exclusive. I'm just letting y'all know firsthand. You know what I'm saying? So 80s theme. So bring your gazelles out. Bring your big change. You know what I'm saying? Bring everything. We're gonna celebrate the release of the book. Yeah, we got a world famous DJ who gonna keep us up. So here's the other thing though too. I'm actually gonna be interviewed, right? I got a legend. I got my big bro, and I got a legend who actually agreed to interview me. You know what I'm saying? And so this is a legend. You know what I'm saying? A legend in the game. He's my legend. You know what I'm saying? But he's a legend as well. And so you know what I'm saying? It's gonna be fun. I'm excited, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, you know what I mean? So all right, y'all. Yo, I appreciate y'all. 61 badges. I think that's a record, right? I think that's a record. Yo, Inside the Vault Crazy, check it out. I focus on my goals. What else? Yo, Sunday, I think the ticket sold out. Wait, hold on before I go. I think the tickets are sold out for Sunday. I'm not sure. I got to check with the guys. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be epic. An interview, book signing, 80s themed birthday party. Yo, it's going to be lit. It's going to be lit, though. I'm excited. You know what I'm saying? I'm excited. But all right, let's go. I got to go.
I focus on my goals.
Facts, Miss Eden.
Myself worth and net worth are building every day.
Yo, Shoe Solutions, thank you for the badge love. Ramaya Trash, thank you for the badge love. UOU Properties, thank you for the badge love. Patrick Watkins, thank you for the badge love. Adiva Secret Closet, thank you for the badge love. It's A Low, thank you for the badge love. I am Cassandra Henderson, thank you for the badge love. Dr. Mansa Musa, thank you for the badge love. Bounce Mode, thank you for the badge love. Stacy J, 23, thank you for the badge love. Holy Wood, 704, thank you for the badge love. Rose Turlington, thank you for the badge love. Fuji for Beauty, thank you for the badge love. Tenacious I've Chosen, thank you for the badge love. Miss Tip 817, thank you for the badge love twice. Jacqueline, Hello World, thank you for the badge love. Kia Go Getter, thank you for the badge love. Mason Storm, thank you for the badge love. The Nagasi Legacy Group, thank you for the badge love. Vision of Peace, thank you for the badge love. Jay Monique, thank you for the badge love. Amina the Realtor, thank you for the badge love. Where's CJ? Thank you for the badge love. I Stay Rich, thank you for the badge love. King Fit, thank you for the badge love. Blue Five Keys, thank you for the badge love two times. Miss Mind, thank you for the badge love. Phenomenal Fallon, thank you for the badge love. Have Ideas, thank you for the badge love. Jack Karma, Josh Karma, thank you for the badge love twice. Occasional Print, thank you for the badge love. Hey, yo. Hold on, let me stop this real quick. Yo, salute to Mr. Real Estate. 11 badges today. Salute to Mr. Real Estate for 11 badges today. The Don Oliver with 12 badges today. Salute. Fast out to Miss Edith, though, because Miss Edith don't even buy badges no more. Yo, Miss Edith go crazy on the cash apps. So fast out to Miss Edith. So I'm pretty sure. Yeah, Miss Edith go crazy. So salute to Mr. Real Estate, the Don Oliver, Miss Edith. For showing immense love. I'm talking 12 badges, 11 badges, you know, Cash App love, Butterfly Thoughts. All right, we can hit it back. Butterfly Thoughts, thank you for the badge love twice. IMJ Beauty, thank you for the badge love. C Realty Group, thank you for the badge love. Big Owner, Big Beast, thank you for the badge love. I love y'all. Thank y'all for rocking with me. The Ash Cash Show every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Make sure you go to ashcashshow.com. subscribe to the podcast. Go to ashcashtv.com. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Yeah, a lot going on. Yo, Sunday, God's will, we in Brooklyn. DJ Mr. C is on the ones and two. We're gonna talk about some real estate. We're gonna talk about the wealth from real estate. I forgot about the six-figure author challenge. I got a lot going on. Hey, yo, six-figure author challenge. Six-figure author challenge is going down on Monday, right? Six-figure author challenge is going down on Monday. If you missed it the first time, right? If you missed it the first... Chad, what up, Chad? Salute to my guy. Chad is on the check-in. If you missed it the first time, I need you to tap in. You know what I'm saying? Not, yo, Chad, I already know, man. Salute to the young king, man. Hey, yo, it's crazy watching, yo. It's a blessing, B. Like, I think I was teaching Chad about money. Man, how old you was Chad? Like 10? Like 8? Man, Chad is a whole teenager. That's crazy. Are you in Brooklyn the 2nd or the 12th? I'm in Brooklyn for the party is November 12th. So this weekend, this Sunday, I'm in Brooklyn, you know, for the real estate event. But then the birthday party is November 12th, the evening of November 12th. You know what I'm saying? So definitely check that out. But yeah, the six-figure author challenge, right? Look, fifth or sixth grade. Yo, salute, man. Yo, make me proud, Chad. Every time I see... Yo, every time your mom posts something, I'd be like, yo, man, my guy a whole young adult. You know what I'm saying? The party is in Brooklyn. Where? From the block to the bank. It's gonna be at the Brooklyn Bank. You know what I'm saying? It only makes sense. Yeah, and so I'm in Baton Rouge on the fifth. I thought right, the fifth and the sixth. I mean, yo, it's going down, you know what I'm saying? But yo, the six-figure author challenge. If y'all haven't tapped in, you gotta get a ticket. The real estate event, you have to get a ticket. I want to say it's sold. I'm not sure if it's sold out yet. I gotta find out. I think it's sold out though. But I think you know what I mean. You gotta get a ticket for the real estate event. And there's tickets for the birthday party, and we trying to decide, you know, what you get with the ticket, but it's a ticket for the birthday party just because there's capacity issues as well. You know what I'm saying? So you got to get your tickets for November 5th and 6th. I'm active. You know what I'm saying? I'm active. Word, that's a fact. Yo, but look, what's coming up next? Six-figure author challenge. I need you to tap in. All right, y'all. Let me get out of here. Yeah. If y'all haven't tapped into the six-figure author challenge, tap in. It's going down on Monday. And that's it. You know what I'm saying? That's it. I love y'all. Appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for tapping in, tuning in to Ash Cash Show. Yo, link in my bio. Hit the link in my bio. If you want to see the five-day author challenge, hit the link in my bio. And there's a whole video, everything's gonna tell you about it. All right, y'all. Love y'all. See y'all on Monday in God's will. Same time, same place. Yes, ashcashbooks.com for all your book needs. Peace and blessings. Bless Friday. All that. All right, I'm out.
I'm talking about wealth.
Money ain't a thing. Money ain't a thing.
Money in the bank. Money in the bank.
We can talk, but money talk.
Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash.